on the phone right now from his holiday in Bournemouth, Mr. Simon Evans. Morning, Simon.
Morning, Matt. Morning, John.
How you doing?
I'm having a marvellous holiday. I'm always good at predicting the weather. I'm always good at having a holiday when the weather's decent down the south coast in the UK.
You are. How do you do that? Oh, obviously you're a weatherman. That'll
be it.
Yeah, that's one of many reasons why I pick a weekend for a holiday and I go away.
Yes. Now, Simon, when we phoned you to get you on the show, it was a little bit noisy where you are, and we've discovered it's because we interrupted your breakfast.
Yes, I was having my muffin, my cereal, my cornflakes, and my toast and croissant. So I've got quite a lot today, which I was quite hungry, so I needed some food. I'm going for a long hike with Gavin Kitchen and Kate down at Bournemouth today. Up to not too far from the Swanage. We're going to get across. I think we're going to go across on the chain throw either by car. Or we're going to walk onto it. I don't know, and just walk up that way. Go that way, basically.
It's a lovely part of the world. It is.
That's a bit of a walk, though, if he's going to walk it.
I think you're going to burn off your breakfast. Do you find, though, Simon, when you go to, you know, a hotel and they've got their own buffet breakfast, you end up eating a lot more than you would if you had breakfast at home?
I don't think I even have breakfast at home, but when I'm away on holiday, I'm like, oh, well.
Well, that's a good question. Probably not. Okay. I don't tend to go to help them. Usually I go to, like, Villas with my parents, but... Mm-hmm. I haven't been to a hotel with Gate and Gavin not for about 3 or 4 years. I think the last one was 2018. That was a good holiday. That was a very hot summer. That was 2018. We went in June, which is more expensive on the go. And obviously, that was a one-off. Then we saw Chris West, and it was a good holiday. And it was very hot. I think it was 32 Celsius. That was at the end of June. That's when it started getting very hot. So I remember quite well that summer. It was a very dry summer. I remember the summer last year, but not as hot as last year's summer.
Obviously, Simon, yesterday was Surrey Day.
Yeah.
Which is why we were asking people to use the letters of Surrey and come up with words that describe the county. We also want to know people's favourite place in the county. So, given that you see more of it than most because you go walking a lot and cycling and all sorts, where is your favourite place in Surrey, Simon?
My favourite place is the cemetery at Brookwood, because I love it. If it wasn't for the Brookwood Cemetery, there wouldn't be a lovely town of Woking. I just love walking around there, cycling, doing videos, watching the weather, and working there, and keeping it tidy for Surrey Day. So we have an open day. Obviously, I couldn't be there, unfortunately, but it was quite hard work getting all that grass cut on Friday. I was pushing the strawberries at the limits, literally, but we just managed to snap. I actually worked an extra 15 minutes just to finish it off. I'm leaving work early next week. I love it there so much.
I think, Simon, as well, we forget, you know, how important that cemetery is, because, as you say, this is how Woking was built up. They sort of started bringing people from London to be buried in Brookwood, and then from that Woking was born. So, you know, we owe a lot to that cemetery, don't we, as a town in Woking?
Yeah, pretty much, because it was for London Acropolis, based in London, and everything else, and then moving it all out, and then buying the land up from the land up and building the cemetery. It was supposed to be one Woking town, which it was massive, bigger than it is now. A lot bigger than it is actually now, but it was supposed to be a huge amount of land for a lot of people in London, but in the end they didn't go as far as where Woking was. They just sold the land off and then built houses in Woking. Land down there around northwest of Woking, old Woking village, and they built me Woking, and that was it.
And that must be that must be such a privilege and such a really nice place to work. I mean, when the weather's all right, I mean, imagine in the rain there's some challenges.
I was thinking that.
I like it, actually. It's quite interesting because when we worked on Thursday, we had a wonderful hot sunshine day afternoon. I think, I should put the sun cream on, but I didn't. But then it got cloudy. I thought, hey, it's interesting. Hello. And it got very interesting Thursday afternoon. We had a big, massive rainstorm shower.
It did.
And what I love about it, I can video the weather as I'm going home from work with my bike, which is quite nice.
I was in the studio doing drive, watching the window to Woking, going, oh, there's a lot of rain out there.
Like, yeah, you've got to go out of that a bit.
So, it's a massive thunderstorm on Thursday. Yeah.
It's not
cool.
So, thankfully for Surrey Day, we had a nice day yesterday. Today, I'm just looking at our window to Woking computer, and it looks a little bit overcast, a little bit cloudy.
I've heard bad things about the weather. I've heard rain from about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Am I right, Simon? What do we think the weather's going to do, if you can tell from Bournemouth, because you're quite far away?
Well, it does look unsettled a little bit around Woking today, and maybe a little bit tomorrow. But it's always changing. I wouldn't be surprised if it isn't that bad today, to be honest. I think it'd be all right today around Woking, and Monday next week, either 18, maybe 20 Celsius. There is the potential chance of a Spanish, well, I'll say Spanish, African balloon coming along next month. There's a 50% chance that it might get 35 Celsius next month in June, maybe 32 the end of this month. But that's
35?
Wow. Get the suntan lotion in the short term. Yeah. So, in the short term then, today we think it's going to be okay, which is good, because there's a dragon boat race happening in Goldsworth Park. More on that later. But the week ahead, if we've got things coming up, you know, over the next few days, what's going to be happening with weather, Simon?
It's going to be sunny and cloudy, high 18 Celsius, maybe 20 Celsius, and it should be quite calm. But there's always the smallest chance of a light or heavy thundery shower. It might pop out of nowhere or like in the box thunderstorm. I can't rule that out. So they're very random, these showers, and there's always lots of changes in the variation of wind direction and the jet stream further south and north. So it's lots of grass this week. The weather's been British weather as usual, basically.
We love the British weather. I mean, it's, yeah. Okay, Simon, and lastly, were you watching Eurovision last night at all?
Yes, I watched up to about 11:30. I think we didn't. I don't think England did as well as last year. I don't think.
No, Simon, we didn't.
Last year, Simon, we came second. This year, we came second to last.
It's like someone turned the table upside down.
Yeah. Is there anything that you saw on Eurovision, Simon, that stood out for you then from what you saw?
I think it was Norway's song. I like the Norway song. I thought it was good.
Yeah, that did reasonably.
Yeah. And Germany's entry as well. Yeah, interestingly, German's entry, apparently. Somebody I was sitting with watching this yesterday described it as a cross between Right Said Fred and David Bowie.
It was.
It was very, very surreal.
What I can say, Simon, and I'll say the word spoilers in case anyone doesn't know the result yet, but we're heading to Sweden next year.
Yes, that's right.
And actually for the 50th anniversary of ABBA winning it as well. So
that is quite brilliant. Ironic and unique and brilliant all at the same time.
But no, Simon, thank you so much. We'll let you get back to your holiday and your walks and everything else.
Yeah. Have a great time, Simon.
My YouTube channel is Simon A. G. Evans on YouTube.
We nearly forgot that. Yeah, so, thank you. Yes.
Go check it out. Be brilliant.
Yes.
Have a look at it. Thanks a lot, guys.
See you soon, Simon.
Take care. Bye, Simon.
Bye.
Bye. There we go. There's Simon Evans, our weather expert, on his holiday. But he's still talking to us on the radio.